Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 13th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Getting started today, I had a few emails regarding the subject of cloning. Actually watched a movie on it last night. The movie was called Cloned. It was made, interestingly enough, in 1997. Starred Elizabeth Perkins. I always enjoyed her. She was a good actress. Now, I also saw a movie called The Island, which came out in 2005 with Scarlett Johansson. And the movie I watched last night was about a little boy that she lost. I guess he drowned. And somehow or another, a doctor got a hold of his DNA, cloned him several times. I'm not going to tell you the plot of the story. Just that I have a question regarding that, and I'll give it to you in a minute. But The Island, 2005, Scarlett Johansson, was an island of people that didn't know they were clones. They were actually being used as body parts for the elite. So, you know, I looked at this and it posed a question. Are those movies, like so many movies and TV shows, made prior to 9/11, actually giving us hints as to what they've been doing for years? Now, we know they cloned a sheep. How much different would it be to clone a human? Oh, I'm sorry. cloning humans is outlawed. But, you know, since when do they ever pay attention to that? Now, I got, I'm not going to go too deep into this today, but one of the emails I got, and I'll give a shout out to Mike in Colorado. I'll share this with you. It's very short, but I found it fascinating. It's an article by John Harris that just came out about 2 weeks ago. Is it propaganda? The title of it is, "We Have Nothing to Fear About Cloning Humans." Again, this is by John Harris. The announcement of the birth of a pair of cloned macaque monkeys produced by a method that made Dolly the sheep has sparked both hopes and fears that humans might be next. Do you have hope that a human might be next to be cloned, folks? I don't. The arrival of Song Song and Hua Hua does indeed remind us that cloning techniques will probably, at some point, as they say, become safe and reliable enough to produce human clones. Well, I'm sure you've heard the rumor that technologically our country is much, much, much farther advanced than what they might let us know. So the question is, are they as advanced in cloning as they are in the military-industrial complex or in space travel? But the renewed panic is that this provoked this has provoked remains absurd, not least because we are already surrounded by human clones. One in every 270 births are identical twins. Around 200,000 are living in the UK alone, yet the heavens have not fallen, and no one complains of this massive violation of human rights or dignity. God or nature is a serial cloner. Why should we panic at the prospect of a few more normal humans being deliberately created with identical or allowing for the effects of the environment on genetic behaviors or almost identical genes? Good question. Thanks, Mike in Colorado, for that. I don't know. Tell you what, folks, it provokes thought, and I'm not going to go into that today. The good news is I was actually able to retrieve my story on Pedigate. Not going to go into that today either. But this does spark food for a lot of thought, because I watched another video last night. And believe it or not, some of you may have heard about a guy by the name of Alex Collier, who claims the Andromedans have been in contact with him since he was 8 years old and are doing nothing but benevolently try to tell him to relay to us how to live our lives. Now, whether that be true or whether it may not be true, some of the prophetic statements that he shared with his audience in the documentary that I watched last night sparked a lot of food for thought, and that's a story for another day as well. But here's a thought for you. In a perfect world, the greatest accomplishments of science would be the product of goodwill, I would think, toward men, and the desire for, well, peace and prosperity. Now, wrap your head around that for a moment, as this is as it should be. Now, again, in the near future, I intend to explore a concept regarding this thought, and it's going to relate to Alex Collier. Not that the Andromedans are real or unreal. That's not the point. Okay? Now, the concept that I'm going to explore is one of which I believe is our true purpose for experiencing this earthly reality. So, in a perfect world, well, unfortunately, as we all know, we do not exist in a perfect world. However, in the practical world, the world in which we do live, the greatest accomplishments of modern science are often facilitated and funded by men who have anything but peace and goodwill on their minds. This topic in itself has opened the door for me to explore further and the real reason why we all occupy this planet at this time. But again, that's a show for another day. Now, in the Bible, in Revelations, the Bible described the end times in very graphic and kind of ugly detail. Now, this show is also not going to touch on that topic, but only to make you aware that it does parallel in a number of scriptures in the Bible the subject of today's show. What is that subject? It's CERN, C-E-R-N. CERN is the largest scientific consortium in the world, involving thousands of top physicists from 21 member states, all working in tandem to discover the fundamental elements that hold the universe together, supposedly. While this admitted objective of CERN seems, well, innocent enough, and even laudable in a sense, there are deep concerns about potential unintended consequences, and probable occult intentions. Now, there is no question that the scientists working at CERN hope to open a dimensional doorway. The real question is, what is the something that might come through when they do? On the 10th of September of 2008, the largest, most complex, and most expensive machine ever devised by man was turned on. The Large Hadron Collider, or the LHC, has a 17-mile-long ring of superconducting electromagnets buried approximately 300 feet beneath the ground near the city of Geneva, Switzerland, on the Franco-Swiss border. It is chilled to temperatures colder than the void of outer space and generating a magnetic field more than 100,000 times that of the Earth's. This machine accelerates proton particle beams to a velocity just under the speed of light and then smashes them together in particle detector chambers in order to break apart the nuclei and unloose the subatomic secrets of matter. Now, at full power, the LHC produces roughly 600 million collisions per second, creating fleeting, minuscule atomic explosions up to a million times hotter than the interior of the sun. And the data collected from these collisions is processed by a worldwide LHC computing grid, one of the most extensive and powerful computing grids on the planet. The grid, as it is known, builds on the technology of the World Wide Web, which was invented, by the way, at CERN in 1989. After the devastating detonations of Fat Man and Little Boy over Nagasaki and Hiroshima at the end of World War II, mankind was irrevocably thrust into the atomic age, and according to the inevitability thesis, which posits that once a technology is introduced into society, what follows is the inevitable development of that technology. The scientific community, impelled by military interests around the globe, we were warned by that by both JFK and also Dwight Eisenhower, they became obsessed with the idea of harnessing the power of the mighty atom and unraveling the very fabric of physical reality at the subatomic level. And in many cases, the most groundbreaking technological advancements, such as is the case of jet propulsion, rocket science, and nuclear fission, have been intentionally directed by incredibly malevolent individuals for both dark and dangerous purposes. We've seen the results of that in the bombings of Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, you name it, folks. It's gone on and on and on. Scientists are rarely the evil villains, however, scheming sinister plots in secret laboratories that Hollywood has often portrayed, and with a few glaring exceptions, of course. Scientists are usually zealously dedicated to their particular field of study with noble or benign intentions at heart. However, this kind of religious commitment of science can engender blind apathy, if not willful ignorance, considering the overarching implications and ill intentions of the benefactors facilitating their work. Now, this is certainly the case of the brilliant men and women working at CERN, most of whom naively believe that the prime objective of their research is to merely understand what the universe is made of and how it all started at the Big Bang. Now, unfortunately, what they fail to realize, apart from the fact that they are working from a false premise to begin with, is that their research is very likely being used to advance a hidden agenda. The conspirators, of which are well aware of who created the universe and are absolutely intent on making war with him or her and enthroning another in his or her place. CERN is an acronym. It's derived from the French rendition of the designation European Council for Research Nuclear, which was a provisional council organized in the early 1950s. Listen closely to this, folks. It was organized in the early 1950s with critical backing from the United Nations, whose task was to plan for the construction of a multinational European research facility that would be dedicated to the study and advancement of nuclear physics. And on the 29th of September, 1954, the Provisional Council was resolved and the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, was born. Now, here's an interesting side note to that, folks. The infamous Bilderberg Group was also conceived that same year, 4 months earlier, on the 28th of May, 1954. And, oh, by the way, both of these organizations enjoy diplomatic immunity. Now, although the Provisional Council had been dissolved, paradoxically, the acronym of CERN remained, even though it did not correspond to the title of the new organization. It was distinguished physicist and one of the key pointers of quantum mechanics, Werner Karl Heisenberg, who had inexplicably insisted that the original acronym of CERN remain in effect, as Tom Horn actually elucidates in his book On the Path of the Immortals. Werner Heisenberg understood quite well what quantum physics implied for humanity. Inherent within this theoretical realm, populated by obtuse equations and pipe-smoking scientists, lies what I call the Babylon potential. This is the secret knowledge, the scientific imperative performed and driven by spiritual advisors, that the Bible cites as the key to opening a gateway for the gods. It is Entemanaki, Baba Alu, the opening of the Abzu, the doorway to hell. And Tom Horn goes on to explain that although Heisenberg may or may not have known it, CERN is an abbreviated title for an ancient Celtic deity called Cernunnos. Cernunnos, whose name means horned one, is thought to be the god of death and rebirth and the lord of the underworld. He is often depicted with rings or torques around his stag-like horns or in his hands, which may symbolize the circle of destruction and restoration that he represents. And to further concretize this idea, Cernunnos is also depicted with a ring in one hand and a snake in the other. Because of the cycle by which it sheds its skin, the snake has never been a mystical motif of death and rebirth, destruction and restoration. It has ever been that. I didn't mean never. I mean it has always been that. Now, in a reversed esoteric adaptation, the rings of the Large Hadron Collider could be representative of the rings of Cernunnos, and further associative interpretation may very well reveal CERN's prime esoteric objective. Now, back on the 18th of June, 2004, a 2-meter-high statue bequeathed by the representatives of India's Department of Atomic Energy was ceremoniously unveiled at CERN. It was a statue of the Hindu god Shiva, engaged in the Nataraja, the cosmic dance of destruction. Now, before I go any further with this, let me say, and it was, I believe it was Beyonce at the Super Bowl halftime show, and don't quote me on this, I believe it was 2016, where she depicted on stage this same thing. Is there a tie-in? I believe so, but I'm not going to go there right now. Shiva is one of the three members of the Trimurti, the Hindu trinity, in which the cosmic functions of creation, preservation, and destruction are personified in the forms of Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer, who is also known as the Transformer. And a commemorative plaque positioned, well, I hear the music coming up, folks. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Stick around, much more to come. I think you'll find this fascinating. I did.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And you know, does that make me crazy? Not anymore. Actually, folks, it's making me rather much more sane. And I want to thank the audience for allowing me this platform to come and share this type of stuff with you, because I have to tell you, in this latest journey, of which I have been on now for, well, ever since the first part of January when I came back here, I'm constantly striving to bring new information to you folks, but in doing so, I also learn a lot myself. And I'm starting to formulate specific conclusions in my head, which I'm going to share with you at a later date, regarding why I believe we're really here. So that said, hold that thought. Let's continue with this. Again, the Hindu Trinity, in which the cosmic functions of creation and preservation and destruction are personified in the forms of the Brahma, the creator, the Vishnu, the preserver, and the Shiva, of whom we're talking about now, the destroyer, who is also known as the transformer. A commemorative plaque positioned next to the likeness of the dancing Shiva over there, and I'm talking about over there in Switzerland, emblazons a quote from Austrian-born American physicist Fritz Capra, and it reads in part, and I quote, "Hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. And in our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of the cosmic dance. The metaphor of the cosmic dance thus unifies, get this, folks, religious art, modern physics, and ancient mythology." Now, that word mythology, I was watching a documentary on Jim Mars just the other night. Some of this ancient mythology that they want us to believe, I don't believe is such mythology. It's ancient. But I think they are doing what they can do in a number of different ways to keep us in the dark. Are they farther advanced than us technologically and probably spiritually? Yes, they are. They know a lot more than they're letting on. And if we go back into the Egyptians and even more importantly the Sumerians, we can look for ourselves and see that there's a lot of things that they're not telling us. But that said, let's go back to this. In 2014, a six-hour dance opera entitled Symmetry was performed and filmed at the CERN facility. And by the way, you can go into a search engine and you can click on this and watch this. Okay, the entire thing is 6 hours long. They included the inside of the Large Hadron Collider, involving not only choreographers and dancers from the production team, but interestingly enough, many of CERN's own scientists. And once again, rather than distance themselves from these arcane and supposedly mythological associations, the scientists at CERN embraced this as highly esoteric and an occult-laced production. Very interesting. Not only that, but I believe seriously that it also ties in the correlation between this particular six-hour dance opera and what we see every year performed at the Super Bowl halftime dances, I believe are connected, folks. Now, one could spend hours breaking down all of the deliberate esoteric insinuations and just the trailer for that film alone. But in the interest of time, let me just point out some of the more obvious details. The name of the film's protagonist is Lucas, which also happens to be the actual name of the Slovakian dancer and choreographer who plays him. And without punching too deeply into etymological roots, the name Lucas means bringer of lights, as is in fact a derivation of the term Lucifer. And of course, all of this could be purely coincidental, but given the overtly esoteric nature of this film, it is highly unlikely that the name of the main character is a consequence of happenstance, regardless of the filmmaker's intentions. The truth is that the occult, art, and science have always been fundamentally entwined. The natural synthesis, or symmetry, as they called it. I hear the music again. We'll go to the bottom of the hour break. We'll start. We'll catch up with this when we get back. See you in a few minutes, folks. Stick around. More to come.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I haven't opened up the phone lines yet. I'm going to allow one phone call in here. Francis, make it short and to the point. How are you?
Hey, youngin. Believe me, I'll be very short and sweet and quick. When you said about a particular character that was dancing or whatever, or displayed or whatever case was, it this machine or whatever you want to call it, CERN or whatever terminology.
Shiva, go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, was it Shiva or was it Kali? Because there are two different characters that are used in Indian philosophy or background culture.
From my research, it was Shiva, or it is Shiva. And it's a statue right out in front of CERN headquarters in Switzerland.
Okay, well, the reason why I asked that is because generally Kali is supposedly depicted as being the one that's the destroyer in order to bring about recreation or new birth or whatever the case is.
Okay.
I cannot say the same for one called Shiva.
So, well, according to the research that I have done, all right, and I haven't heard the term Kali. I'll look into that for you if you want. But regardless of which it is or if it's both, the bottom line is that's semantics, And the overall concept of what I'm trying to put out here shows a deep correlation between these events, the Super Bowl halftime shows, the Grammy Awards, all of this occultic symbolism, this Luciferian. And so that's what I'm trying to draw here. And so anyway, I appreciate the thought, and I'll look into it for you, okay?
Okay. Have a great one. Later.
All right. Thanks, Francis. I appreciate that. All right. So getting back to this, let's see. The natural synthesis or symmetry that binds them is perhaps best illustrated in one man, Sir Francis Bacon. Bacon, who was widely considered to be the father of modern science and the primary proponent of the scientific method, which is the very underpinning of CERN, was himself an occultist, an artist, and a scientist. And in fact, there is reason to believe that Francis Bacon is the true face behind the dubious mask of William Shakespeare. Now, there is in truth no incongruity between the material and the metaphysical world, the physical and the spiritual. They are merely two sides of the same coin, both essential parts of the whole. And when one penetrates deeply enough into what we call physics, one discovers inevitably the veil that separates these two realities. Now, occultists have always been aware of this fact. Even to Francis Bacon and his scientific contemporaries, many of whom were members of the mystery schools, deciphering the mechanisms of the material world was but the means to a far more important objective, to make contact with the entities lurking on the other side of the veil. And this veil is often described as a dimensional doorway that allows access into realms beyond the perceivable world. The concept of unperceivable dimensions existing essentially in the same space we physically occupy is not only probable, but also a very widespread and accepted in the scientific community. And many top physicists are quietly hoping that the proton collisions happening at that Large Hadron Collider will puncture the fabric of our four-dimensional confine and allow us to peek through the keyhole, as it were, into another dimension or an alternative universe. Now, Sergio Bertolucci, the director for research and scientific computing at CERN, made the following and very curious statement, and I quote, "The Large Hadron Collider could open a doorway to an extra dimension, and out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it," unquote. Now, there is no question that the scientists that are working at CERN hope to open a dimensional doorway. The real question is, what is the something that might come through when they do? Of course, for the particle physicists, the answer is simple. They hope to discover new particles that might exist on alternative dimensional planes, and there is no doubt that this is true and honest intention of the vast majority of physicists working at CERN. The problem is, as previously illustrated, that scientists, despite their best intentions, have always been little more than expendable tools in the hands of their benefactors. The pinnacle of science for its elite occult practitioners is not discovery, but contact. And there are many indications that the power players of our world, including the Vatican, with their large telescope here in Arizona called Lucifer, are preparing to make contact with the gods of the old world. Although not being able to confirm the validity of what I shall describe in the following, transparent panels containing arcane texts were photographed inside of the CERN facilities by a group of Portuguese students from the Santa Cecilia Music Academy. And these texts have been described as greetings or invocations written in ancient languages, including Aramaic, Hebrew, Mandarin, and Sanskrit. And in the case of Sanskrit, the only people with the ability to read this sacred script, considered to be the language of the ancient gods, are the scholars of the Vedas and the Upanishads. And if authentic, these panels may have been prepared for those, quote, somethings that might come through the dimensional doorway. Now, when it comes to CERN and its Large Hadron Collider, there is no shortage of theoretical doomsday scenarios, many of which have not been propounded by unlearned laymen, such as myself, but by some of the most esteemed scientific minds in the world. The following I will cite as a brief list of the theoretical possibilities relating to the activities of CERN, and it is by no means exhaustive. Number one, black holes. Perhaps the greatest fear among theoretical scientists concerning the LHC is that it might create uncontainable miniature black holes that could descend to the core of the planet and literally devour it from within. And it is important to note that black holes are only theoretical constructs and have never been proven to exist. Black holes were first discovered as a purely mathematical solution of Einstein's field equations and are not necessarily in Tesla's electric universe model. And to date, black holes are science fiction. Number two is antimatter weapons. Unlike black holes, antimatter is not theoretical. Not only can it be measured, but it is already being created and contained in the LHC, though in very small quantities for short periods of time, according to CERN. Antimatter has enormous explosive potential. Just 0.25 gram of antimatter can produce an explosive yield equivalent to 5 kilotons of TNT. And if CERN develops the capability to create and store significant amounts of antimatter, and by the way, some claim that it already has, then highly destructive antimatter weapons will be developed. Remember when Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex? We didn't know what he was talking about then, but we know what he's talking about now. The advantages of antimatter bombs, for example, are very great, in that they could produce atomic-level explosions without nuclear fallout. And number three, particle beam weapons. A directed beam of high-energy subatomic particles moving at extreme velocity, such as the ones produced in the LHC, is capable of obliterating matter at the molecular level. Particle beam weapons are already on the battlefield, especially in black ops warfare, and the research of CERN will certainly expand and refine their military application. Number four, this gets really wild, folks, but this is what they're after. This is what they're attempting to do. Number four, time distortion and stargates. Now, it has been suggested that by colliding heavier subatomic particles, such as lead ions, which CERN will soon be doing, by the way, space and time could be distorted, creating what Einstein called the Rouen Bridge, or the Stargate, which is basically a wormhole between two different locations, two different dimensions or periods of time. Now, it has also been suggested that such a distortion in the space-time continuum could lead to what has been referred to as the Groundhog Day effect, in which time folds back on itself, allowing manipulation of the past. Number five, DNA sequencing and artificial synthesis. Since it is a fact that the synchrotron collider at Berkeley and Walnut Creek, California, was used to help sequence human DNA for the Human Genome Project. That's a fact. It is certainly feasible that a Large Hadron Collider could also be employed in a similar way, but with much more precise results. There is more evidence to suggest that artificial human or human hybrid genomes have already been synthesized at collider facilities, including CERN, which brings me back just for a moment to what I introduced into this show at the beginning with the cloning deal. Is it true? Is it not true? I don't know. I'm taking a good long look at it, but I will not rule it out based upon the premise that these people look at us as nothing more than a cattle farm. We are a human resource to them. They keep us in the dark as much as possible. And the reason I believe why is because some of the messages that were put out by Alex Collier, whether you believe in Andromedans or not, doesn't matter. The prophecy of the messages put out is the human being, the human consciousness is infinite. It is infinite. And the ways in which these people use to keep our consciousness in check is to dumb us down, to use psychotropic drugs on us, okay, to dumb us down in our schools, because I believe that the human being, the human consciousness, is indeed infinite, and nothing is impossible to achieve if we are not held in this prison of lower level consciousness, if you will, which is what they're trying to do. But let me go on to number six. Strangelets, produced from a quark gluon plasma soup, sometimes generated after a high-energy particle collision. Strangelets are the most explosive substance in the known universe, and according to theoretical physicists, were responsible for the explosion at the so-called Big Bang Theory. Now, contrary to popular belief, strangelets are not theoretical, but have been confirmed to exist at the Brookhaven National Laboratory located on Long Island, New York, where physicists working with the Relativistic Heavy Ion Collider, or the RHIC, are attempting to not only produce strangelets, but to contain them. And the potential gains of this endeavor for the military-industrial complex are self-evident, because the LHC is a much higher collider than the RHIC. Strangelet production and containment is even more feasible at CERN. Now, in light of this information, it should give everyone listening to this analysis pause, because when confronted with the fact that China is even now preparing to construct a super collider twice the size of the one at CERN, there can be no doubt that in the best case scenario, the world is about to witness the most dangerous and potentially deadliest arms race in human history. The Luciferian priesthood behind the thrones of the European Union and the United Nations intend to use CERN as the key to literally opening the gates of hell in order to release the gods that have been imprisoned there. Relating back to Revelations. That's in the Bible, folks. Not to get biblical here, okay, but it is written in Revelations. Those fallen watchers and arcane entities bound with chains in the abyss of Tartarus, and their prime objective is the restoration of the Golden Age, when the gods mingled themselves with the seed of man and their hybrid offspring ruled the earth. By the way, that's also in the Bible in Genesis. Men of renown, the giants, David and Goliath, that sort of thing, okay? By breaking the subatomic bonds of matter and casting away the cords that hold the material world together, mankind will willingly tear away the veil that has been established for his own protection and unleash a darkness and chaos that the earth has never seen. And to what is this entire project connected to? Well, the inventor from Burnaby, BC, Dr. Jordy Rose, gives a quick overview. This is a computer that has been purchased by many in research facilities used in corporations, pricing it between $15 and $20 million apiece. This is a quote by physicist Dr. David Deutsch on the program TED back in 2005, and I quote, quantum computation We will be the first technology that allows useful tasks to be performed in collaboration between parallel universes. Now, I didn't send this off. I'm going to do this right now. Dan, I'm going to send you a clip that I forgot to send you here. Hold on, just bear with me here just a minute here, folks, because I want you to hear this right out of the horse's mouth, if you will, just a second. Got to pull up my Skype, I think. This is coming over to you on one, Dan. And if you would, I'll give you a minute to set it up. We'll go to a break. We'll be back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm going to play a clip for you right out of the horse's mouth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, it's all.
With the American Awakening, Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I just mentioned to you this physicist, Dr. David Deutsch, the quantum computation will be the first technology that allows useful tasks to be performed in collaboration between parallel universes. Now, that's really bizarre, really odd. But I'm going to have Dan, the engineer, play a clip for you. It's a very short clip. It's only 36 seconds long. But I want you to hear the quote made by the inventor of this quantum computer, Dr. Jordy Rose. Go ahead, Dan, play that clip.
There is a very clear prediction that our most successful theory of nature makes, and that is that there are an enormous number, mind-bogglingly large number, of parallel realities, as real as this one, that have different consistent histories. So imagine a world where all of the laws of physics as we know them are obeyed, but different decisions were made along the way. Different decisions at the level of tiny microscopic particles, different decisions all the way up to what you chose to eat for lunch.
Okay, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate that. Parallel universes, not only put out by Dr. David Deutsch, but also put out by Dr. Jordy Rose. Now, quantum mechanics, and I'm going somewhere with this, so stick with me, folks. Quantum mechanics makes the statement that all of those things are as real as the thing that you remember. And this is bizarre because we don't remember these things, but scientists have now built machines that can supposedly exploit those other worlds. And the quantum computer is one of those machines. Now, from the computer geek's point of view, an IT guy, whatever, okay, a problem unsolvable with a normal computer could now be solved with a quantum computer. Now, follow me with this comparison. A horse could beat in a dead run the Wright brothers' first flight as far as speed, okay? It could just outrun it. But a horse and a plane are two different tools. The horse is primarily a tool of transportation until around the turn of the 20th century, and the plane now dwarfs the horse's speed 1,000 times over in cases. Given to be a tool of benevolence, the computer geek can now solve unsolvable equations with a quantum computer. But what if the tool is put in the hands of men with malevolent agendas? Now, the difference between the horse and the plane is a good comparison between a computer and a quantum computer. It gives the resources to its user to take them in a totally different direction. Very possible, according to Jordy and Deutsch, parallel universes. And it's interesting to note that NASA has recently installed one of these computers with Google and others as the interested party that brought the whole thing together. We'll be back after the break. I'll continue with this. Top of the hour coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Jump into the mix if you like. Be right back.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves
use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.